Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed and the hands are on your lap. And softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine reaches the base, and the line is going down and down and down into the ground and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So by observing this long straight line at once, your consciousness is wide open to all directions and you start sensing the energy around you. The observer appeared. Observer looks at everywhere. This is your inner eye. So you can sense and feel the space in front, back, side to side, and above and beneath. So now you are doing two things. One, you are observing this long straight line penetrating you, and you are firmly grounded by this line, and you are sensing the space around you. So actively, please try to sense the space first in front of you, maybe 1 foot away from you, 2 feet away from you. You put your consciousness there and you sense something there. Yes, there is air. But more than air, something there. And put your consciousness around your shoulders. And around your upper back, middle back, and lower back. The energy around your neck, throat, and your head is surrounded by beautiful, gentle energy. Of course, your legs and feet. You are surrounded by this beautiful energy, and at the same time, this beautiful energy is yours. You are extending this energy. And you are also surrounded by this energy. You are extending the energy, beautiful light, up to 5 feet away, even 6 feet away. It's you, and at the same time, you are surrounded by such a beautiful, abundant energy and protected by that energy. Then now, let's bring our consciousness onto our breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through nostrils or mouth. Let's count breathing. Start inhaling 2, 3, 4. Exhale 2, 3, 4. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Exhale 2, 3, 4. Continue to count at your own pace. Of course, if you like, you can decrease the number of count or increase the number. So do so few more times. Even though you have strong mind chatters and strong physical sensations and so on, please continue to count. If you forgot to count, don't give up. Come back gently and start over. And now, after inhalation, retain, hold. Until you really want to exhale. And after exhalation, stop there. Stop, stop, stop until you really want to inhale. So stay between breathing. Stay the eternity between breathing. Stay the absolute peace between breathing. Stay and enjoy the tranquility and silence between breathing. Of course, you can try to hold longer than exhalation and inhalation, retaining breath as long as possible is good for your mind stability or bodily stability. It's good for your blood pressure, all other balance. And after next exhalation, come back to normal, slow breathing. And relaxed. All of us have the same ultimate goal, that is to have a perfect peaceful mind. And it's not difficult at all, because peaceful mind is our natural state. And what is a peaceful mind? When your mind holds only what you think with God, your mind is whole and peaceful. So think like God. Think with God. This is a point. How to think like God? How to think with God? The way is not difficult either. So for example, pick up one particular person in your life. And your ego perceives that person so many ways, with doubt, with anger, with disappointment, with worry, with so many kind of judgment, grievances. But God, how God sees this person? This person is a child of God. God loves this person. God sees everything. This person's grievances, this person's worry and self-accuse, judgment, and so on. And God loves everything. So think like God is perceive this person like God. Meaning, see this person beyond your perception. So you perceive this person and so many different feelings and emotions and thoughts and ideas come up in your mind. But still, you stay here and continue to see this person with God's compassion, God's unconditional love. In order to experience your own peaceful mind. Yes, this person appeared in your life in order to give you a peaceful mind, in order to give you a chance to experience a peaceful mind. So see this person as a treasure of God. And see another person as a treasure of God. Each single person is a treasure, jewel. And they are actually shining by God's love. Even though you don't find any shine, any light, any love, any compassion in that person, the fact is that this person is always so shining and perfectly beautiful and live with glory and grace. So see each person in your life with God's eye or with the help of Holy Spirit. Don't try to find any other way for your peaceful mind. This is one and only way to bring back your peace. Your mind holds only what you think with God. Only what you see with God. See each person you see somebody as a jerk, you see somebody is having a miserable life or in their tragedy, but actually he or she is not. So see everyone with God. See everyone as a beautiful treasure. And slowly bring back your consciousness onto you. You are treasure of God. You are beloved child of God. Holy Spirit sees your mind. Holy Spirit sees your grievances, your anger, sadness, loneliness, worry, anxiety, everything, and comfort them, console them, love everywhere. With unconditional love. So don't worry, you are seen. Everything is seen. And yet you are loved. You are treasured. You are protected. That's why you are here. That's why you are valuable. Even though you don't do anything, even though you believe you did the wrong thing, even though you believe you are not good enough, God knows you are enough. Holy Spirit knows you are lovable. You don't need to change anything. So you are extending light, the light, and you are also receiving the light by Holy Spirit or God. So even though, even when you believe that your mind is filled with so many different kind of grievances and self-accuse, low self-esteem and so on, your mind hearts are full of beautiful light and love. And even when you don't notice this light, as a matter of fact, others notice, others know you are shining beautiful light. That's why they are still in your life. That's why you are still here. If you don't love, you guys never met each other. If you are not loved, you don't live here. You live because you are loved. You are loved and you love, that's why these people are with you. This remembering is the peace. This remembering is the goal. And this remembering is a doorway to the limitless creativity. So your mind holds only what you thought with God. Tell yourself, my mind holds only what I thought, I think with God. This is called single mind. This is called oneness. This is called awareness. The mantra of this week is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook, Lesson 144. So this week, don't forget to see people, how to see people, how to think, and don't lose the peace of mind. Okay, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing.